All this week, we will be bringing you stories from local artists of color as part of the WBUR series, The Makers. Today, we bring you one of a Somerville photographer, Iyaritza Menjivar. Her images have appeared in national papers like The Washington Post, and she has snapped photos of politicians like Joe Kennedy, Deval Patrick. But her most consistent subject has been her family. WBUR's Amelia Mason has more on this photographer and her series called First Generation.
Iyaritza Menjivar's family immigrated to the States from El Salvador and Guatemala before she was born. Her parents, aunts, and uncles all raised families while working long hours for little pay.
Sometimes my aunt would be in the kitchen right straight out of work, and I would take these images of her at the table, like, feeling all tired, and she'd be like, why? Like, stop. Like, I just got out of work. I'm tired. And I'd be like, I know, but this is what I want. Like, I want these natural moments, these honest moments of you coming back from a 14-hour day at a factory, extremely tired, and you're still cooking dinner for your husband. Like, this is the kind of image I want to make.
The images she ended up making were compelling enough to be featured in the New York Times Lens blog. One photograph centers on Menjivar's younger brother, Hugo. The teen stands just outside the door to the living room in his father's house. He looks down at his phone, his face lit up by the screen.
From the hallway perspective, you can also see into the living room where my family is congregated and they're just having a conversation.
Menjivar points out a framed picture on the wall behind Hugo that says hope. It could represent her parents' hope for a better future, she says. Or it could represent their children's yearning for a life of their own.
It's like a bittersweet feeling, right? Because we want to be there to support them, but we also have this life that we want to create for ourselves and be independent. And
in Menjivar's photograph, these twin hopes live in different worlds, side by side. The image is literally divided in two. On one side, the family clustered in a circle. On the other, Hugo, in a rare moment alone.
Living with our family, there isn't a lot of solitude. There's always a lot of people around.
These days, Menjivar is seeking more solitude. She realized she needed to tend less to her family and more to her own needs. So, she says, she's embarking on a new photography project with a new subject, herself.
That's WBUR's Amelia Mason, and photographer Iyaritza Menjivar joins us here in studio to talk more about her work. Iyaritza, welcome.
Thank you.
How does it feel to hear that story, to hear other people being told about you in that way?
Well, I got a little teary-eyed right now. It's just like the beginning of it, me talking about my family immigrating here and knowing that I'm here in live radio talking about that experience is very powerful. And it's a very vulnerable situation as well for me and my family, but it's necessary in our times. So,
your family, your first-generation family from El Salvador and Guatemala.
Yes.
What feels most vulnerable now? Talk about that.
Being put on the spot, you know, like they immigrated here to have stability, to have a better life for themselves, to be able to provide to our family who are still living in their countries, including my grandparents, who at the time are not doing well with their health. The project puts them on a spotlight, but also talking about like other people's issues, because this is my family, but it's also a community that I'm trying to bring to the light and talk about how immigration is a huge issue in our country.
These are deeply intimate and personal pictures. The descriptions that Amelia made of Hugo are perfect. And then there's a fantastic one of a child jumping on a bed and a mother doing that thing we all do, right, where you're kind of holding your head like you're exhausted. And then an amazing picture, a multi-generational picture of one person blow-drying their hair on one side of a bathroom door right by the kitchen and another older member of the family sitting tired and still in the kitchen. These are really intimate moments, and yet they capture so much that could be anyone's story. How do you do that? How do you recognize in a moment this will tell a whole story?
At the moment, what I concentrate in is being able to take those honest moments, and they speak for themselves, in my opinion. And especially in that photo that you talk about, my aunt being extremely tired. Like, she works 12, 13, 14-hour days every single day of her life. And just her expression, her clothes, like, the kitchen being a little messy because there's no time to clean up the mess, it just shows the sacrifices that they're doing so that my cousins and I can have a better life. And my hope is that other people are able to connect that with their own experiences.
We're talking to one of the artists in the WBUR Maker Series, Iaritza Menjivar, who's a Somerville photographer with a new series called First Generation. And I want to bring two other voices into this conversation now as well, because sitting here also with us in Studio 2, two of the WBUR arts reporters working on this story, we have Amelia Mason, who gave us that packaged story about Iaritza. Welcome, Amelia.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. And Cristela Guerra, who we often know on Fridays from our Prep for the Weekends. Cristela, good to have you here.
It's always an honor to be here.
So, Amelia, let's start with you. So you've shared Iaritza's work. Now we're hearing Iaritza talk about it. Why is it so important to invite the region into these intimate spaces?
I mean, you know, I think Iaritza gestured to it, of course, the political implications, obviously, of what it means to be a first-generation American, have parents who immigrated here and work really hard and make a lot of sacrifices. I think that is the subtext, maybe the not such a subtext of her work, but what I love about it is that it doesn't feel that way. It doesn't feel sort of polemical, I guess, maybe. It just feels very intimate and beautiful. I mean, it's important, but it's also just great photography.
Cristela, you were nodding a lot while Iaritza was talking with us. So what was some of that that was resonating with you?
I mean, I was born in Panama, and I know those, like, I know that journey, you know, just common empathy and understanding of that world, and especially when your family can gather together, which most of my family, the big part of my family is still in Panama. So I just was really touched. And I don't know, I just think it's really, to your point, I think considering in light of the current political climate, it's an important thing for people to see, if just for people to understand universal truths of family and relationship. And I don't know, I personally don't think I have to explain to people why my family deserves to be in this country, you know, but I also think that often people don't get to see into homes of all kinds of people from all kinds of different places. I think that they're fed a certain diatribe about immigrants, and they're dehumanized.
So with that in mind, Iaritza, I'll turn back to you, because we've talked again about how intimate your photographs are, how personal. How did photography become a part of you, if that's a reasonable way to frame it?
Photography, well, I've always been a very reserved, kind of quiet person, and I think that through photography, I found another language where I could express myself without having to say words and put myself out there, what I thought. But through photography, I've always been an observant. So being able to have a tool to show what I've been observing, I think that's really, it's just a different way to express myself.
So in preparing for this and looking at your photographs, of course, part of what was unfolding was the nearly 50 South American migrants who were essentially tricked into getting on a plane in San Antonio, coming to Martha's Vineyard. Now they're at Joint Base Cape Cod. Mm-hmm. How has that spoken to you or resonated with you? And if you could use your photography with them, what would you want to capture?
Yes, so actually, I read about this on Thursday afternoon right before going to this museum exhibit called Sanctuary City. So speaking about sanctuary towns and cities and places, and it really shocked me. And just knowing how these people are coming here with a purpose, you know, seeking asylum, and then they're just put in an even worse situation that they've already been through their journey. And I don't know, I wish that they can see that there is some kind of hope and that that their story right now is also being put on the light, and that at least in a way they will be making history, and that it hopefully will be on the road for some change.
And just to underscore just a piece of your point there, you talked about the Sanctuary City exhibit. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who has claimed responsibility for this flight, has said it was to relocate people to sanctuary cities. So that sits in the middle of this. Yes. I want to take a step back now. We still have also with us Cristela Guerra and Amelia Mason, and I want to talk about this series which we're launching. You had the fantastic motorcycle artist this morning on Morning Edition. I really also thoroughly enjoyed that. and I want to talk a little bit about the series itself. So Cristela, the goal of the series, tell us a little bit about it.
I mean, I think, you know, when you consider it, it's to uplift. It's to celebrate, it's to educate on artists in our communities all across the region. It's called The Makers because they make community, right? They make photographs, they make woodwork, they do all kinds of things that I think in a moment, again, I always feel like art is a balm, and it's also a solution, it's an answer. It's an opportunity, I think, for us as an arts and culture team to give people something different to look at that they may never, ever see. Maybe something that motivates them in their own artwork and their own process. I think it also offers some healing, you know, because it delves into so many aspects, culture, race, identity. I think our project does all of that.
Amelia, Cristela is talking about some very powerful forces there. As you go out and meet these amazing artists and you're putting together these profiles, learning their work, how do you approach that? And I'm just going to ask you straight up, is it as fun and cool as it looks like it is to get to meet these makers?
Yeah, I mean, it is really fun. I think it can be a real mixture of things. You get to discover what people who are starting, sort of coming up in their career, like you see where they work, which is often at home. You know, this is not a series on people who are super, super established. They're people who are in that moment journeying, you know, in that direction. I think it's also very vulnerable. It's often like the first big profile that some of these artists have had. And so you have to be very careful with their stories. I think there's also an element when you're covering, so you know, it's a series on artists of color. And so identity comes in. And I think you have to be very careful, you know, to try not to tokenize people, stereotype them, or overly focus on their... maybe their biography, because what it should be about is the work. Very often the work deals with their biography and their personal life. Yeah. But, you know, that is a fine line to tread, too.
And Yaritza, turning back to you, Yaritza Menjivar here in Studio 2 is a Somerville photographer with a new series called First Generation, who is one of the 15 makers in this third year of the Maker Series at WBUR. Do you feel you have come into a new community being a part of these 15 artists?
Yes, definitely. It's been incredible just today in the morning to look through who are the other artists involved and reading about all the amazing work that everyone's creating. And I'm really excited to meet everyone on Thursday as well and hopefully create this new community, right, that I can look out for, and we can collaborate and do things together as well and grow together.
So Cristela, tell us what we mean when we say meet everyone on Thursday.
Oh, we have a party on Thursday. We have a big event, starts at 7:30, but doors open at 7 o'clock. Tickets are free. They can come to City Space at WBUR and they can see some of these incredible members of our cohort perform. And honestly, we can just enjoy each other's company, I think, and appreciate the different mediums in the room. It's a first, I think, of many opportunities that we try and give them to just meet and mingle. And I think to Amelia's point, there are people emerging, but there's also people who've been doing the work who are finally getting their moment in the sun.
So why, yeah. Amelia Mason, is it so important? You made reference to the fact that we are featuring artists at a moment in their career as they're coming up. Why is it important to catch that now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes for me so much to like what it means to be in Boston and to care about the arts here. You know, we're not New York City, we're not LA, but there's stuff happening here that may not be visible to people who maybe don't, you know, aren't super inside, right? And so I hope that it sort of, you know, creates pride for people in their city, in the region, and say, like, look, we're producing talent. Like, this is happening here. People are doing it. And it's original. And it's going somewhere. It's saying something.
And Yaritza, what do you hope comes out of this for you?
I feel like sometimes being an artist feels very lonely. You know, you're working in your studio a lot. You're working on your work a lot. And then being able to come into a community like this there's companionship. There is other people who are going through the same things as you are. And I feel like the collaborations, I feel what you're mentioning, Amelia, just feeling really proud to be here and to be making this work.
So I want to look ahead now a little bit to some of the other people who are going to be there on Thursday night at WBUR City Space and that our listeners will hear throughout the week this week. So, Cristela, on Thursday, we'll hear your reporting on Yvette Modestine. So give us a sneak peek on that.
Yvette, I've been a journalist for almost 20 years. Yvette is the first Panamanian that I've had the opportunity as a Panamanian to write about. And that, to me, is so important and special, considering that we were in the same country and born of the same homeland and place. She's a poet. She does work around anti-racist workshops to help specifically people from Latin America understand the diversity of the African diaspora in Latin America in their specific area. So Black folks that were brought specifically enslaved to Panama who have been there for centuries, who established societies based on their former countries, you know. And honestly, the way that that culture, lineage, and customs roots itself in each country differently versus Guatemala, Peru, Colombia, there's Afro-Caribbean people. And so her work is to make people love their Blackness and truly understand that instead of the erasure that we often see, that you must embrace all parts of who you are.
And we'll meet her Thursday.
Yeah.
And Amelia, tell us what else we can look forward to this week.
Oh, man, so much. I love how, like, sort of the wide range of kind of practice that people have in this series. You know, we heard Andrea Shays feature earlier about someone who designs motorcycles. So we've got a pole dancer, you know, we've got people who kind of work in the urban planning space with public art, you know, we've got dancers, we have a drag performer. So it's very, very kind of wide ranging in that sense.
And Yaritza, we opened with you here in the studio. We'll close with you here in the studio. What's most important to you to know that there are new people seeing your work? Do you understand my question? What does that mean for you that so many new people will see your work?
I think what I would love for people to understand about the work is that it is about a family, and there are a lot of struggles, and immigration comes up a lot, but the work grew out of love. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of support with each other, with one another in our community. And I want people to also appreciate that part of this project.
All right. That is Somerville photographer Yaritza Menjivar with a new series, First Generation, one of the 15 makers from WBUR's Maker Series. Here in studio also WBUR's Cristela Guerra and Amelia Mason, both arts reporters working on the series. Thanks to all of you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.